big crowd brings, obviously, quite a lot of pressure, and I find that I deal quite well with pressure.
That said, hit me, and it was.
Don't miss out, and he won't do. Peter Treagle.
Jake Ball on a hat-trick, five slips and a gully and a short leg. Balls has hit him on the pad. They're asking. Jake Ball's got a hat-trick here at Trent Bridge in the first over, and Nick Copton has gone first ball.
This is the talk of Trent Bridge. I'm Matt Freeman, and I'm not at Trent Bridge this week, but I've left the podcast in the capable hands of fast bowler, former host and film star Jake Ball. Jake's joined by Peter Trigo and Matt Carter, as well as one of the stars of pre-season in Matt Carter's dog, Ovi. Coming up in the podcast, Trigo discusses what it was like to make the transition from Somerset to Notts.
You know, back yourself to be pretty experienced and worldly, but it's genuinely like the first day at school again, really nervous. Is anyone going to like me? You know, all that kind of stuff. And
Carter shares tales on who inspired him in his early cricketing days as a budding seamer.
Probably, like, you ask a lot of people who started as a seamer, who they like the most, you can probably guess who they're going to say.
Go on.
Not you.
Not me.
Probably, just purely from the 2005 Ashes, it would have to be someone like Flintoff.
And we hear more on the Outlaws' first few weeks training on grass in the tent at Lady Bay.
We've got the tent over at Lady Bay, which has been outstanding, very sort of true conditions of what we're going to be facing in 4 weeks' time.
But first, it was Carter's four-legged friend who dominated the conversation.
Thanks for having us.
Hey. You sound enthralled, Goober.
Well, I've just got a bit of concentration on the dog as well, you see.
Looking after Ovi. He's set the scene. He's currently sat on the table.
He's poised.
I don't know if we'll get any words from him today, but he's currently just sat on the table.
He's definitely the cutest
sniffing
of
around.
The four of us, isn't he?
He is 100% the cutest. But yeah, right, let's get stuck into this. We may as well start with the love of dogs, haven't we? Because I know, Triggs, you have two dogs, is it?
Yeah, I've got a couple of French bulldogs
Thor
and Hulk.
French bulldogs.
They would be very jealous at the thought of me giving him a little scratch. So
I'm struggling to concentrate, just stroking over.
This whole podcast could be a complete write-off,
yeah.
Couldn't it? Focus.
It needs to be a video podcast. Is there a thing? Video podcasts?
I think it's called TV.
Yeah, or just an interview. Yeah, I'm just in awe of having Ovi on the table here. How long you had him, Goob?
How long we had it? 3 months.
3 months.
3 months. Picked him up when he was 8 weeks, and he was tiny. very
he's still
tiny.
He's still not the biggest, is he?
Yeah. Saw one the other week, 6 months, double size of him nearly.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
What about yours, Triggs?
Yeah, I've got one that's got a bit of a sloppy rig. He's like 18 months, sloppy rig, doesn't really like going out for walks. And the other one I've got, who's 6 months older, is an absolute brute, like twice the size, muscular, just, I don't know, he's a bit of an Asbo, really.
He's been with you in the gym,
yeah,
and the other one just
sits
on the sofa, is it?
He's been squatting and deadlifting, but the other one just got no interest. You'd like, if it was raining outside...
I'd love a
come
dog.
Come on, boys, go for a walk. And he just looks at you like, do I have to, really?
Yeah, I would absolutely love a dog. I'm trying to convince my girlfriend to get a little sausage dog at the minute, but it's not getting through, unfortunately.
That'd be cute.
It would be cute, wouldn't it?
Is this podcast going out like before the next Crufts or something? Is it just
I just feel like while we've got dog lovers on here, we may as well.
I might have to change it back to him because he's yawning. So I think it might be boring.
He's yawning. Sorry, Ovi. We'll crack on a little bit. Oh, we're going to get a word, Ovi. Go on, say something then. What are you going to say?
They are famous Frenchies. Frenchy speak, isn't it? It's actually a bit of a thing there. They've got their own little language.
Oui, I have heard that. Banter. See, this is what you've been missing with me. Get me back on. Back stronger. Peter Crouch. Right, pre-season. How's it going, guys?
Yeah, it's been awesome so far, to be fair. Boys put in a massive shift, that pre-season block. I don't know why I'm saying that to you as if you weren't involved.
Yeah,
you know?
I was there.
Everyone trained
there.
Really hard.
Just
didn't
think
they?
Of me as Matt. I'm not a player. I'm now podcasty.
Right.
Oh, he's sat on a phone.
So yeah, the boys obviously put in a massive shift before Christmas. Like, I think the physical stuff sort of tapers off a little bit, and the skills comes up. We've got the tent over at Lady Bay, which has been outstanding. Very sort of true conditions of what we're going to be facing in 4 weeks' time. yeah, everyone's trucking along nicely. Actually, we had a good session this morning.
I think that's been what we've sort of talked about. People keep asking me, "Are you going away? Are you going away?" And I have to go with a slight glum look on my face. I go, "No, we're not going away. We're not going to get any winter sun before the start of the season." But actually, when you think about it, sort of staying around here and getting in the tent and actually playing in conditions which we're going to be facing come 12th of April or whenever the first game is, it can only be a positive thing, can't it, Goob?
That's the thing. It is sometimes when the sun is out, it is like being away because it turns into like almost like a greenhouse, doesn't it?
It is hot in there, yeah.
Like, but no, I think even though we're not away, it's nice to get outside, get bowling overs on grass, facing balls on grass, just like what it's going to be like here start of the season, just to get up and running quickly.
I think with the nature of the pre-season tours, they're a lot of money for the club. I know the tent doesn't come cheap, but I think Ovi's just dropped his shopping, which is filled the air with a little aroma, haven't you, mate?
Ovi's dropped his shopping.
But the en vogue places to go are like Dubai, Abu Dhabi, and you're playing on effectively subcontinent pitches. The nets are always pretty tired because you normally got three or four counties out there all, you know, hammering them in the, and you end up facing balls that you're not going to really get in April. Whereas I think from like a professional point of view, the tent is definitely the best way to go. But obviously, you know, it is also nice to get away and create some memories that get you through the season. You know, obviously on the old pre-season, but even here, you know, we'll have the odd sort of fun event and a night out or something, you know, to create the sort of team spirit that you want. Pre-season trips away are great for that, but cricket-wise, this is definitely the way forward, I think.
How have you found the team spirit? Obviously coming in sort of fresh face, bit older but fresh faced. wasn't here last year.
I moisturise.
Yes, you do moisturise. Obviously it was a tough year for us 4-day cricket wise last year. Have you noticed anything sort of coming from Somerset into Notts or?
Well, I think even after many moons playing somewhere else, you know, you thought you back yourself to be pretty experienced and worldly, but it's genuinely like the first day at school again, really nervous. Is anyone going to like me? You know, all that kind of stuff. And you know, obviously you've got to put up with the cap. How many times have you got me out? How many times have I got you out? All that bit of competitive stuff. But actually, I felt like everyone's been really welcoming. And
we got them out the same game.
Yeah,
and we did.
What, I got out twice in the same game. That's not bad, is it? Oh, 4-day game. It's been awesome, really. I mean, it's you know, it's like very much rejuvenated my enthusiasm for all forms of the game. You know, coming to Trent Bridge playing 4-day cricket like seriously excites me. I've always had sort of some good days out of Trent Bridge. Love the ground, love the pitch, and Ovi's warming to me. So there we go. really, you couldn't be any more excited. Like, obviously, thanks to you two here and the rest of the club, everyone's made me feel really welcome. Even, you know, I went to get me tyres sized up at the garage across the road, and you know, Andy that owns the place, he was buzzing that I was signing, and he was like, "Thank God you're not going to be banging us around anymore." And you know, it's pretty exciting, to be fair.
Yeah, it's a very welcoming place, and I think you'll find playing here how like tight everything is, obviously with the football and the ice hockey and the rugby. Everybody comes and watches, and everybody sort of knows everybody around here. I think it's a really great sporting city. Everyone gets behind each other, and obviously you found that with your tyres. Hopefully we can sort you out, Andy. Hopefully Andy can sort you out some tyres.
I got a quote, 20% extra, but I'm willing to pay it. Just
Andy,
to
Andy, nice if you're listening, if you're listening, can he have some money off if he mentions you on this podcast? No. How's your pre-season going, Goob? It's obviously spinners early season aren't normally involved.
Really,
aren't normally involved. So is it slightly different, or do you just prepare as if you're going to play the first game, or what?
Like,
what?
I think to a certain extent it is slightly different. You've almost got to try and, obviously every spinner wants to bowl on one that spins miles and stuff like that, which we are getting slightly in the tent in the afternoons. But the good thing about in the mornings is it's almost like bowling on that early season pitch where it don't really spin, just more slides on. So you get a bit of a practice between both, really. But no, everything from everyone in the team and everything looks good. So hopefully this year should be a good, strong year for us.
Has it all been Red Bull for you so far? Obviously, picked up a nice contract in the 100 and obviously had a really good T20 tournament last year. Are you looking to that yet, or are you completely focused on the Red Bull?
Obviously, it's in the back of my mind, but I ain't picked up a white ball yet, and I can't see myself doing for a few weeks yet, to be fair.
Yeah. It's exciting, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Get to play with likes of Rashid Khan, and obviously you can learn from him. What other spinners have the Trent Rockets got? You, Rashid. You don't know, dear Darcy Short. Yeah,
I'm not.
Are you looking forward to working with people like that? I suppose that's what the 100's going to be really good for. It's going to be getting those caliber of players in, people that you wouldn't normally get to play with, getting them in and learning from them.
Yeah, I think that and also bowling at that sort of caliber of players as well.
Yeah, 100%.
Like you get a few in the blast, but you're going to have 9 or 10 of them all in the same sort of squad all at once.
Yeah,
to have a go out, so that'll be pretty good as well.
Yeah, it'd be a great test for you. All right, let's move on. Sporting inspirations, Peter.
Sporting inspirations. Well, my older brother Sam was a big inspiration, because just like any sibling rivalry, just wanted to try and be better and beat him, and so there's always a lot of competition in the house. Sporting inspiration. Massive like George Best fan.
Nice.
Probably more the on the field stuff, to be fair.
And hairdo,
I've had the old big lamb chops and the lid from time to time. But then like later life, getting into golf, you know what Tiger Woods did in the game, you know, transformed the game, and his winningness throughout his career, like phenomenal. I've read a few of his books, and you know, read a lot of his. Or seen a lot of his interviews, and the way he goes about his business, very transferable to most sports. And I find him quite inspiring, the way that you know, it's like success but longevity as well. I really have a lot of respect for people who don't just burst onto the scene and do it once or twice, so can actually keep it going for a long period of time. Those sort of guys I have a lot of time for, and hopefully try and replicate some of those habits on and off the field.
Yeah, last couple of years I've looked into things like that and sport crossovers like Tiger Woods, Kobe Bryant, people like that. I think the stuff that they do crosses over all sports, doesn't it? It's more of like their attitude to their sport and how they go about their business and how they work through processes. I think, like I say, that transfers over to any sport, really. Well, what about you, Goob?
I think from young on, starting up playing cricket as a seamer, it would probably be after from the
still rock 'em out, Goob.
I just every now and again, but
it's too much hard work, boy.
Yeah, it's a bit of effort, isn't it? Probably like you ask a lot of people who started as a seamer who they like the most, you can probably guess who they're going to say.
Go on.
Not you.
Not me.
Probably just purely from the 2005 Ashes, it would have to be someone like Flintoff.
Yeah.
Where you look at their career, there was in every game proper competitor, always had that will and want to do everything at the best that they could do.
Yeah.
He's fierce, and I reckon if you looked at the back end of his career, especially in that 05 Ashes and then the one after where he got that run out to win the test.
Yeah.
Them sorts of things. He was in more moments of a game than that it wasn't really, wasn't he? So someone like that, you just want to live up to it almost at the same time as do it.
Still rounder, isn't it? All rounders are in the game all the time, aren't they? As I know. Completely. You never get a moment in the game, do you, as an all rounder?
Never a moment of rest.
Triggs, if you weren't a cricketer, what would you be?
I think.
And why?
Well,
It sounds like a dating thing now, doesn't it?
Yeah. All right, Silla. what would I be? I think something sort of tradey, like carpenter or something like that. I'm quite into the DIY and making things. Big fan of sort of like making things with wood and all the stuff at home, even though like when you have something to do on your own house, it's like takes about 3 years to complete, but if you're asked to do it for your mate, you do it in 3 minutes. It's one of those. But big fan of the tools, maybe even the forces.
Forces, nice.
I'll take the tools, not the forces.
Yeah, well,
I've take the tools.
Recently found a paintbrush. First time I've ever tried painting.
I saw that on your story last night. Yeah.
I did see you painting your wall with a radiator brush.
Yes, getting in the corners, Peter. But I must say, hat off to any painters out there, because it's hard work. I woke up with a stiff neck this morning. You're constantly looking up, aren't you? Getting all your bits done and
he
making
was on a ladder,
sure.
Yeah.
I was on a ladder, I had to get up in the corners, Goob, because you got a bit of trim around the top I need to cover up.
Yeah, but it would definitely be something physical from my point of view. I couldn't see myself sitting at a desk or anything like that.
No.
As the career sort of evolves on, I've really enjoyed any sort of media stuff that I've done in the past. That's always pretty good.
Yeah, you've done quite a bit.
Bit of hosting with a new show / podcast that I'm bringing out.
Would you give me a gig?
You're in. You're definitely in. We're going to hopefully do a bit around here. Yeah, yeah. We've got a new show called The Clubhouse, which is pretty exciting, that we're looking to to wheel out sometime in the summer.
Care to elaborate on and what that's going to entail?
Well, you obviously mentioned it earlier, you know, Peter Crouch's podcast is very, very well thought of, very amusing, and I think that's generally the sort of line we want to go down.
What would I be? I think I'm straying towards your DIY woodwork sort of stuff, a little bit of experience, built a bit of decking last year. Yeah. It's held up nicely.
A lot of money in decking.
If I need a bit of decking, then...
A bit of decking, a bit of brickwork. Can't beat a bit of that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Handsy.
Yeah.
Okay, so with Ovi's little deposit lingering around in the air, I think it's about time we sign off. Thanks for joining us, guys. It's very insightful. Matt, unfortunately, will be back next week, and everything will be back to normal, unfortunately. I'm back to the day job. Bye-bye.